I'm going to talk particularly about my own area and securing the supply in parts of the North West, which are as an area that's been most severely affected by outages over the last 12 months. So it means, in immediate terms, that ensuring that power lines are clear of possible disruption from falling trees. Leitrim is one of the most over-forested counties in the state, with 20.1% of land area planted with forestry in 2022. I brought up this many times here in the Shannon that the over-reliance on shallow-rooted giant Sitka spruce as a cash crop has caused social, economic and environmental problems most immediately evident to the rest of the country through disruption caused by storms Star at the end of 2024, Storm Amy just last month, and most devastatingly, which you spoke about yourself, Storm Owen, which caused 768,000 customers to lose power on the 24th of January. But by the 11th of February, nearly 3 weeks later, there were still 200 homes without power, mainly in Leitrim, Roscommon and Galway. But then to line up with government policy, I suppose, and having some kind of cross-departmental response to this, a Leitrim Observer article recently reported then that Minister Healy Way was advocating the planting of Christmas trees under power lines. The rationale that he said behind this is that these would be harvested before they become big enough to pose a threat to the power lines. However, many of your own colleagues and Leitrim County Council pointed out how flawed this plan was. Councillor Paddy O'Rourke, Fianna Fáil councillor, for instance, said that 25 years ago enough Christmas trees had been planted to satisfy demand from a population of 20 million. These trees have now gone to maturity, and if they're under our power line, they pose a threat. Another Sinn Féin councillor also raised the same issue, where problematic forestry, where again trees have been planted where there was used in problematic forestry had been cleared earlier this year. So we can spend as much money as we like in upgrading the ESB infrastructure, but unless we address a simple measure so it's not planting trees underneath power lines, we're not really taking this seriously.